Morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we'll accept Sundays like that. It was good, not great, could have been better, but we'll take the profit of $201.20. Our near misses yesterday, well, in college basketball, Middle Tennessee State, we played at a -4.5. The line opened under 4, it closed under 4, and I think we bet it in the only window that it was at 4.5. So that game finishes at 4. We lose by the half a point, so that one hurt. And then in the National Football League, we had the player prop bet on Aaron Rodgers. We lost that one by 2.5 yards. Always tough to lose those heartbreaking player prop bets. And then, to be honest, yeah, I thought the Titans should have won yesterday. We lost that game. And then the Jags game went over on a bomb at the end. Well, it wasn't a bomb throw, but he went 50-some yards down the game. Cooks did. To get that game over. Plus, they had a kick return in that game. You take those two plays away, obviously that one would have sailed under, but that's the ifs, the whats, and the buts, whatever. We didn't cash on it. When it was all said and done, though, we had profit. And let's recap the week. In the National Football League, it was a really good week for the podcast. We go 8-2. We win $527.20. Year to date, now in the National Football League, we are hitting at 58.3%. We'll take that. That's for sure. On the frozen pond, it was a good week. We go 3-2. We win $295 in pucks. NFL prop bets, 2-1. We win $74. I always cringe at the higher juice on those games, though. FCS college football playoffs, we go 1-1. We lose the juice, $9.10. College football bowl games, 4-4. Went 0-2 on Friday, bounced back with a 4-2 Saturday, but we still lose the juice for the week, $36.40. NBA totals, we've been dreadful in the NBA. Stay away. We're 2-5. We lost $318.20. Then in college basketball, this one pains me the most because we love college basketball. We go 20-26, losing $782. So when you sum it up, we lost $249.50 for the week. Kind of depressing when you factor in that we went 8-2 in the National Football League, winning 527. Should have been a better week, but it wasn't. I'll blame it on all the games that get canceled for COVID for us. We had, I think, 7 games get canceled last week on our card. But let's get to the games today. We have 2 games in the National Football League. We're going to start there. It is the Raiders and the Browns, and we're going to play the under 41. So crazy week for both teams. The line itself has been all over the board, but the total has remained much more consistent. Both teams are 7-6 to the over. Both teams went over last week. Cleveland in their last 3 games prior to the win last week, with a much healthier roster, scored 10, 13, and 7. Toss out the Dallas game on Thanksgiving, and the Raiders have scored 9, 15, 13, 14, and 16 in their other 5 games since October. Neither offense has been clicking. Odd things can happen. But this game really reminds me of that Browns Thursday night game against Denver when everyone was out. We took the under then, and it cashed. We're going to take it again today. Under 41 is the play between the Raiders and the Browns. Next up, we go to Chicago, the Windy City, where the Vikings come to town as a 6.5-point favorite. So the Vikings are 6-7 straight up, 7-6 against the spread. Last time out, they beat Pittsburgh by 8. The Bears are 4-9 straight up and against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 15 at Green Bay. So the Bears scare me in this spot. Minnesota has lost 16 of 20 straight up at Soldier Field. The Bears have lost 7 of 8 after starting 3-2. During that stretch, they've also lost 3 of 4 home games by double digits. Minnesota has been must-see TV. They make everything interesting, and they tend to play very close games. The Vikings have won just twice this year on the road, a 6-point win at Carolina and a 7-point win at the Chargers. This is normally the spot that I take the home dog, but I actually like the purple, coming off the extra rest and with playoff motivation. The Bears have COVID and coaching distractions, so I'm taking the Vikings minus the 6.5. over Chicago. Next up, we go to the Myrtle Beach Bowl between Tulsa and Old Dominion, a pair of 6-6 teams. Old Dominion started 1-6, but they won their final 5 to make a bowl game for just the 2nd time in program history. Tulsa was down and out at 3-6, but rallied to win their final three to make this bowl game. ODU averaged 36 points per game in their final five wins. Tulsa averaged 33 in their final three wins. So let's have some fun today and score some points. Grip it or rip it in Myrtle Beach. Over 53.5 is the play. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond. It is Dallas, -1.5 over Minnesota at a +120. So the Stars are 10-3-1 at home this year. Last time out, they beat Chicago 4-3. The Wild, 9-6-1 on the road. Last time out, they lost 3-2 to Buffalo. So Minnesota had two of three games postponed last week. Yeah, they only played one game. And they have a three-game losing streak coming into this one. Minnesota beat Dallas 7-2 in their first matchup. So the Stars will look to get revenge tonight. I'm taking Dallas in Big D, -1.5 out of +210. Next up, we go to the Association, where in the NBA, we're going to play the Warriors and the Kings under 223.5. So the sports line model gives this one a 71% chance to go under. The Warriors are 21-9 to the under this year, so I can support it. Warriors and Kings under 223.5 is the play. Next up, we got a college basketball. It is a small card, and it's a heavy Summit League card for us today. So we're going to start with Denver plus the 8.5 over Western Illinois. So the Leathernecks have been a covering machine this year, going 7-2 straight up and against their spread, winning their last five games. Denver stubbed their toe in back-to-back road games, but they do have upset wins this year at home against IUPUI and San Diego. So I'm going to take the Pioneers plus the 8.5 in the conference opener. Next up, we go to Valpo, -8 against Eastern Michigan. So Eastern Michigan is 7-3 against the spread this year and has won back-to-back games. But Kobe King scored 17 last time out against UNC Charlotte for Valpo. I think he'll be the difference tonight. I expect him to light it up in an up-tempo game. I like Valpo, -8 over Eastern Michigan. Next up for us, it is Manhattan, -7.5 over Charleston Southern. So the Buccaneers blew a big lead for us and lost to Tennessee State by 3. But prior to that, they did upset Tarleton State as a 15.5-point underdog. Meanwhile, Manhattan has upset wins over Liberty and Siena on the resume, but they lost by 34 at Utah last time out. No matter what, though, I like the Jasper resume a whole lot more. Plus, they're the home team. So I'm going to lay the 7.5 on Manhattan over Charleston Southern. Next up, we go to South Dakota. And we go to Vermilion, that is. It is South Dakota +3 over Oral Roberts. So once again, Summit League opener for both teams. The Coyotes are 6-0 at home so far this year. Oral Roberts is 6-5, playing a tough non-conference schedule, and they do have the best player on the court in Mad Max. But Vermilion is a tough place to play, so I expect South Dakota to win this one. I'm on the Coyotes +3 over Oral. Next up, we go to Omaha, where it is St. Thomas -2.5 over Nebraska Omaha. So this is the first ever Summit League game for St. Thomas. The Tommies are 5-6. Omaha is 1-10 so far this year. I trust that St. Thomas can score, so I'm going to lay the 2.5 tonight on the road at Nebraska Omaha. Next up, we go to another South Dakota school, this time at South Dakota State. But we're going to play UMKC +13. So South Dakota State University is the preseason favorite to win the Summit League, but this is probably a little too much respect. The Jackrabbits have wins over Bradley, Nevada, George Mason, and Washington State so far. Maybe I'm wrong, but the Coyotes, they played tough at Minnesota, and they have an upset win over Missouri. So I'm going to take UMKC, the Kangaroos, +13, at the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. And then your final game on the card, it is Northern Arizona +35 at Gonzaga. So Northern Arizona has struggled this season. They're only 4-7 so far. The Zags are good, but 35 is a lot. So I'm going to take it +35, Northern Arizona at Gonzaga. So let's recap your Monday card. I'm tired and confused, I think, but here we go. In the National Football League, we like the Raiders and the Browns under the 41. We like the Vikings -6.5 over Chicago. In college football, at the Myrtle Beach Bowl, we like Tulsa and Old Dominion to go over the 53.5. On the frozen pond, we like Dallas minus the 1.5 over Minnesota at a plus 210. In the NBA, we're on the Warriors and the Kings under the 223.5. In college basketball, your play of the day, Denver plus the 8.5 over Western Illinois. We're on Valpo minus the 8 against Eastern Michigan. We're on Manhattan minus the 7.5 against Charleston Southern. We're on South Dakota plus 3 over Oral Roberts. We're on St. Thomas minus 2.5 over Nebraska Omaha. We're on UMKC plus 13 at South Dakota State. And we're on Northern Arizona plus the 35 at Gonzaga. So that's your card for a Monday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.